Masachas Sukkah Parak Gimel Mishnah Yud Beis until Parak Gimel Mishnah Tesvav. Bar Shina originally Haya Lulav Nital, the Lulav, which is really referring over here to all of the Araminim, they were taken and shaken by Mikdosh in the Beis HaMikdosh Shiva for all 7 days of Sukkot. So the first day of Yom Tov plus the 6 days of Chol HaMoed after that. Not Shmini Atzeres, that's not considered part of Sukkot, at least with regards to the Araminim. But for all of the days of Sukkot itself, the Lulav was taken, and this was considered to be a mitzvah mid Oraisa for all 7 days of Sukkot. The Torah, when talking about the Araminim, says, Usmachtam lefei Hashem Elokeichem Shivas Yomim. You should rejoice in front of Hashem your God for 7 days. Now, on the other hand, the Pasuk also says, Ulakachtem lochem beim Arishon. You should take for yourself on the first day of Sukkot, and it goes on to describe the Araminim. So is the mitzvah for all 7 days of Sukkot, or is the mitzvah only on the first day? So the clue is in the word lifnei Hashem. When it talks about rejoicing in front of Hashem for 7 days, what exactly is in front of Hashem? So in location, that refers to the Beis HaMikdash. So the obligation of the Araminim in the Beis HaMikdash applies for all 7 days. Uva Medina, but in the rest of the country, which according to most Mefarshim refers to anywhere outside of the Beis HaMikdash, Yom Echad, it only applies on the first day of Sukkot. As the Pasuk says, Ulakachtem lochem beim Arishon, you should take for yourselves on the first day of Sukkot. That is referring to outside of the Beis HaMikdash. There are those who learn that the entire Yerushalayim is considered to be lifnei Hashem, in front of Hashem, and as such, there is a mitzvah mid-Oraisa for all 7 days of Sukkot inside of Yerushalayim to shake the Araminim. However, most of the Mefarshim do learn that Yerushalayim is considered like the rest of the country, and as such, there is a mitzvah only on the first day of Sukkot. So whilst the Beis HaMikdash was standing, that's exactly what was done. Outside of the Beis HaMikdash, or outside of Yerushalayim, according to those Mefarshim, the Lulav and the Araminim were only taken and shaken on the first day of Sukkot. However, Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, decreed, he instituted, he was alive at the time of the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, and he instituted Shehei Lulav Nitol Bamedina Shiva, that the Lulav and the Araminim should be taken and shaken in the entire country and everywhere in the world, even outside of the Beis HaMikdash, for all 7 days of Sukkot. Why? Zecher LaMikdash. Because of the concept of Zecher LaMikdash, as a remembrance of what they did in the Beis HaMikdash, which is a way of showing our anticipation for the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. The way of keeping the mitzvahs which only applied in the Beis HaMikdash, because we so much want the Beis HaMikdash, and we are yearning for it, and therefore he instituted that the Lulav and Araminim would be taken for all the days of Sukkot. Now, whilst we're on the subject of Zecher LaMikdash, the Mishnah adds, V'sheyeheyim honev kule osur. He also instituted that the day of the waving of the Korban Omer would be totally forbidden. Now, what exactly does that mean? So the halacha is that chodosh, which refers to new produce, new grain, which grew that year, since the last Pesach. And the halacha is that new grain can never be eaten until the Korban Omer on the second day of Pesach is offered. Once that is offered, then one is allowed to eat any grain which grew that year. Now, before offering the Korban Omer, which was made up of barley, they would wave the barley in the air. And so the second day of Pesach, which is when the Korban Omer was brought, that became known as Yom Honeth, the day of waving, referring to the waving of the Korban Omer. Be as it may, as soon as the Korban Omer was offered, then one was allowed to eat the new grain. Now, those living very far away from the Beis HaMikdash, how did they know when the Korban Omer had been bought? So it had to be bought on the second day of Pesach, and the Mishnah Menachos says that they're allowed to assume that from midday onwards, the Korban had definitely been bought. And so it was permitted in those areas to eat the chodosh, to eat the new grain from chatzos, from midday on the second day of Pesach. Now, once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was concerned for the following possibility, that the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt on the night of the second day of Pesach, which would mean that by the time, they have it only until the end of that day, until the end of the second day of Pesach, to bring the Korban Omer. Now, there are lots of processes which are needed before bringing the Korban Omer. It has to be cut from the ground in a special way. There are lots of things which need to be done. And they would not necessarily manage to offer the Korban Omer by midday on the second day of Pesach. It might take only until the end of that day, sort of just before the evening time on the second day of Pesach. And once the Beis HaMikdash is around, when there's no Beis HaMikdash, so it's permitted, as soon as it gets light on the morning of the second day of Pesach, it's permitted mid-Oraisa to eat the new grain. But when there is a Beis HaMikdash, so then only once the Korban has been bought, only then can the Chodosh be eaten. And since if the third Beis HaMikdash would be rebuilt on the night of the second day of Pesach, so it would be very unlikely to bring the Omer to offer it up by midday of the second day of Pesach, but people having eaten the Chodosh for so many years without a Beit HaMikdash, from the beginning of that day, would end up doing the same, even once the Beit HaMikdash is rebuilt. Or even if they remember that they have to wait until after midday. So they would wait until after midday, but in this case, that wouldn't be good enough. And so Rechem Ben Zakkai, out of concern that this would occur, said that even without a Beit HaMikdash, it's forbidden to eat the Chodosh the entire day of the second day of Pesach, so that if the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt very quickly, and the Korban Omer has to be brought very quickly, so people would not make the mistake of eating the Chodosh before the actual Korban Omer is offered.